My students, and they are quite famous for this. And they say, okay, if you are a Christian, go and ask your pastor about Genesis. If you are a Muslim, ask your imam about the Quran. It's not my job to teach religion in class or any other ideology. My job is to help people to write well, to think well, and to organize their information.
Now, are you aware that if you type in Lincoln University now on a web browser, if you go down maybe three or four down, like there's links to Lincoln University and terrorism now. Lincoln's also been described as radical, and there's a couple terms there that are really like alarming for this to be an institution of higher learning. And then, do you feel like that you've brought a negative light to Lincoln University because of this situation?
You'll understand this if you think about how Google works. See, these Zionists, they have organized groups whose job is to attack people like me. So what they do is they go to my website, which shows where I teach and you know which classes I teach. So let's suppose there are 100 Zionists who go to my website, want to find out which courses I teach and what's my situation here at Lincoln. That listing of Lincoln University will come up in the Google list.
Right, I understand.
This is how Google works. So you see, this is what's happening, that they are bombarding.
But more, the question is more or less like, do you feel like it's alarming that now, like people, because when we graduate and we're in our jobs and everything, some people who are taught by you, do you think that'll harm them that they had you as a professor?
Not at all. I think if they can write well and think well, there's no one who will not give them a job. People look at, can you write? Can you think? Can you organize your information? Do you have understanding? Do you give attention to the details? Are you detail-oriented? Not that, Lincoln University is the oldest black university in this country. How dare anyone say that you should find out from those extremists how I should teach? They have not the foggiest idea about education. You know, see, the reason why all this is happening is that these extremist right-wing European groups, they have many stations. They have radios, and they're blasting away. They're sending hundreds of emails to people at Lincoln. They're sending it to the president of Lincoln University. And to me, it creates the impression that Lincoln has done something wrong.
All right, and now we're at the end of our show. I really hope we were able to answer all the questions that everybody has. But at this time, I would like to just actually, Dr. Sadiq, and a second or less, like 2 seconds or less, like as quick as you can. What's next, and like what do you want the students of Lincoln University to know or understand?
Firstly, I love Lincoln. Secondly, hail Lincoln. And thirdly, always stand up for the truth. Fourthly, get your facts. And don't be fooled by anyone, especially not by the man.
The man? Now you just started another conversation. Okay. that's all the time we have for you guys today here on Under the Watchful Live. I seriously, hope that we were able to answer all your questions. Thank you once again to Dr. Sadiq for stopping by today to clear up this controversy. You've all been tuned in to Under the Watchful Live. Thank you. Have a nice day.